Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Yeah! What? Oh, it is a happy yes. Joy hour,
been a
right?
Week.
Oh my God, it's been a week. It's been exciting.
Uh-huh.
Just crime after crime, Donald Trump, and Ben Glebe, comedian extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Okay, my personal favorite is he said Rudy Giuliani always sounds like he just is still eating a deli sandwich when you ask him a question.
It's true.
Just for that impression alone, this Ben Glebe happy hour. We haven't had Ben in a while
since
he ran for president.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Right. But he is hilarious and smart. And it was a week for it because I can't even remember now. Can you? Who can encompass the whole week?
There's FBI, a lot of,
yeah.
a lot of
espionage,
bullshit.
Treason. Yeah, it was a, right. Treason, bullshit, lasagna.
Well, it was after the show last
every
week.
Treason, he would have a new bullshit,
yeah.
right? I declassified it magically. And the FBI planted the things that I declassified but didn't really know were there.
And then he said,
Mekaleka hi, Mecca hi, ho.
I don't know why you can't. You're the only one that can say that.
No, you guys need to learn that because I'm not going to be here all the time.
Okay.
I'm going to be on vacation.
Well, he also, I covered the he has to say Wimbaway and also boom shakalaka. And then what's the other thing from Lion King?
Oh,
Hakuna Matata.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Mahalo.
Yeah. What?
Mahalo.
No, that's not in Lion King.
We're going to need to find the clip from Pee Wee's Playhouse where the guy says Mekaleka hi, Mekaleka hi.
It's Jombie is the one.
I know
okay.
who it is.
All
I'm
right.
just saying.
Okay. Okay. Well, what is it? 18 former Trump officials said it's bullshit. They
yes.
literally said it's
think,
bullshit that he didn't declassify anything.
I think 12 of the 18 people that
said
CNN,
bullshit.
Yes.
Said, yes.
Literally said that's
right.
bullshit.
Right. And yes. we clarify once again that Rex Tillerson called him a fucking moron.
Right.
Not just a moron.
And we regret the error.
Stephanie Miller Show regrets the fucking error. Enjoy our happy hour.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Chris, who said, if laws don't have consequences, then we have no functioning society. Should we just let him keep our nuclear secrets at his desk at his golf club, available to the highest bidder, because we're afraid of pissing off idiots? Nah, not in this life. Who said that?
Jinx the cat.
No, noted comedian and Mad King, Ben Glebe, who has a new special, Ben Glebe, the Mad King. Comedy royalty. Ben Glebe joins us now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Stephanie.
We discussed before we got on my ongoing love affair with your mother, and I told you to tell her I said "Oni atavetatach," to which she was like, "Gamanimotik."
What does that mean?
What kind of Jew are you? It means I love you.
I should at least
know
that.
And "Gamanimotik" is "me too, sweetheart." Oh my God!
My
really?
Israeli mother. I should really know that. But I guess I just have a little bit of bitterness around this because you were my girlfriend until you met my mom, and you dropped me so fast.
I was at your birthday party, and I had no time for you once I met your mother.
I understand that. There was something between us, something special. Until that moment, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, hi, honey. Why don't you say hi to your mom for me?
And I met Nikki Glaser there, your friend, that was fun. But again, the room fell away when your mother appeared. And nobody
Nikki Glaser
else.
Paid for a lot of that party, by the way. I don't know if
know that. I didn't care. I mean, it was nice to meet her. It's very funny, but... Your mom. Okay. Ben, let's talk about the former president committing espionage. Punchline is because the whole world might blow up. So now it's, right? That's a funny ending.
Look, I'm withholding my judgment on this story until I get the result, until the eBay auction closes and I figure out if I do indeed win the nuclear secrets. I've been waiting.
I know we've dealt with this as comedians for a long time. You and I have talked on Happy Hour and elsewhere about you guys have so much material. So funny. Trump, oh my God, orange clown. And now we're like, okay, a long time ago, it passed like the not funny, funny, not funny. But this is, I don't even know how to get my head around what just has happened in the last few days.
The most insane and difficult to process part of it is not even just what he did. I don't think anyone is even stunned that Trump has done everything and probably five more egregious, horrible, traitorous things will come out. But it's the increasing speed, the exponential growth in time that his followers, both the lay people across the country and the people who are in power in our government currently on the GOP side, that just immediately lose their everything to defend this man. I mean, instantly, already, like, shadow of his father, moronic idiot, Rand Paul, immediately comes on television and says, oh, the Espionage Act is outdated, needs to be thrown out. I mean, what does Trump have on this guy?
Yeah.
The Raggedy Ann and Andy of the Senate, Rand Paul.
Right.
It's
so
a disaster.
Right. But it's, you make a good point, though. It's not just Trump. It has made this whole party treasonous. The violence that he is that he is inciting on a day. It wasn't just January 6th. We kept saying that. This is an ongoing coup. Mm-hmm. You retweeted CNN's tweet. Armed Trump supporters gathered outside Phoenix FBI office after what they called the unlawful search of Mar-a-Lago. And you said, here's the only gun control we need. Stupid people can't get them. That would be a... That would be a start, but this is, I don't know what to say about the imminent threat that this poses, what is happening right now, and his ability to continue to incite violence, right?
I mean, it's just very basic at this point. It's not even, like, the crimes Trump has committed are more and more obvious, and he's probably dripping them out in just exactly this order, because the one thing you do got to hand him, he always seems to, until this maybe, have an out. He has a little bit of a, well, I didn't quite say it. I did say it. I almost admitted that. I almost told people to overthrow the government, but I didn't say it in so many words. I heavily implied overthrow the government. And now he had classified documents. He had the highest level of top secret documents, ones you normally have to see in a vault. You literally can't bring a Fitbit in there. Mm-hmm. He somehow, I'm just going to put these in my oversized coat and bring it home with me, okay? I'm going to bring it home. And then they catch it, and they go and they get it back from Mar-a-Lago, and they're like, you swear on your pinky swear that this is all of it, right? This is all of the nuclear secrets?
Yes.
He's like, 100%, this is everything except 11 boxes that I still have hidden in the basement
And he's got surveillance cameras, and he's moving them like the Grinch's dog, or I don't know, Winona Ryder at Saks, whatever you want your reference to be.
Oh, Stephanie. <He's
moving them. laughs> It's like, hey, are you moving the nuclear? It really is like a Gallagher concert, but with the props are nuclear secrets. Just no, that's all of them in the raincoat.
Yes. Except he refuses to smash them with a large sledgehammer.
Right. Yes. Right.
He does say at his rallies, though, I hope you're wearing your plastic raincoats in case you get hit with nuclear secrets. You don't want it getting on your fancy Trump shirt with me buff on top of a horse holding a bazooka.
When you say there's no more funny, then Ben Glebe shows up. When you're like, no, this isn't funny anymore. This is nuclear Armageddon. Yeah. Then Ben Glebe shows up. The Mad King.
They're still funny. There are no straight men in foxholes. That is the comedian's prayer. That is how I see it. And I saw another tweet, too, that I think appealed to these idiots' brains. Not that it'll make any difference or ever possibly seep in, but it said something to the effect of, if you have been calling at the top of your lungs for years now for Hillary Clinton to be investigated by the FBI, for Hunter Biden to be investigated by the FBI, for every time somebody sneezes on the Democratic side to be investigated and to be locked up, beyond investigated, locked up.
Yes.
But a simple search warrant to see if we could maybe, please get back our nuclear secrets, our top level secrets that you are keeping on the desk at your golf club next to nachos and a club sandwich, and a sweaty glove, a tiny, sweaty, baby-sized golf glove. If that's too much to ask, that's the moment that makes them immediately call for civil war, disbanding the FBI, defunding law enforcement, a phrase they criticized from day one, actual injustice. The size of your brain's got to be so small, it would be sad and a cause I would support if it wouldn't overthrow the country.
Yeah, since you bring up the tiny, sweaty golf club, I do feel like we are moments away from a low-speed chase, and if the tiny, sweaty golf club fits, you must acquit.
A low-speed chase is what happens every time he wants to have sex, and Melania just has to do a slight jog to stay away from him.
Be best if
Not
you
stay. Today.
Yeah. Stay away from me. Be best if you get away.
I'll be there. Slow down.
Don't take the stairs, Melania. Okay.
Give me a moment. Best. Also,
that was an Ivana joke. Don't take the stairs. I don't think you missed that. But he didn't kill Ivana. Of course he did. Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. I believe he did as well.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
God.
People don't die from falling downstairs. I know it does sort of happen, but not
really
mysteriously.
Yeah, just a torso injury. What, she's boxing Helena? There's no injuries on her ankles or hands or anything? Her head?
Right.
Just a torso injury?
Boxing Helena. I like that reference. But I'll take it a step further, okay? Like you just said, these nuclear secrets and these top potential nuclear secrets, top secret government documents, the most sensitive that we have, keep shifting around. Keep saying that they're gone, they're not gone. Where would one hide?
Yeah.
Government documents.
That the FBI planted.
If you wanted to move them from Mar-a-Lago, if you felt maybe that the heat was closing in, would you maybe put them in the place that nobody would have the gumption to dig up and look? Maybe in his Bedminster, New Jersey golf course, where for some creepy random reason, we know for tax purposes, he buried his ex-wife.
Right.
First of all, why do you get to decide where your ex-wife gets buried? They haven't been married for decades.
Right. Like a feral cat. Did you see that? It was like a feral cat grave. There was like no it was just a dirt. It was.
Yeah.
My friends buried feral cats.
There's secrets in
their
there.
Place. Huh?
Yeah, there are documents in there.
There's secrets in there.
Yeah. Okay. You also, again, it's the whole party. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I stand with President Trump, and you said that will be hard because you'll be in separate jails. That's true. She's also, isn't it weird this is an entirely separate crime from January 6th? We thought it was for remember the insurrection and the sedition conspiracy and the overthrow of the United States government, and then, wow, when you're not looking, it's selling nuclear secrets.
True, but it's on theme. It's on brand. It's a different attempt to overthrow our government by, having secrets to sell. This is billions of dollars worth of our adversaries would kill to get their hands on top secret classified satellite imagery. Is that top level troop movements, names of CIA agents, their addresses? That's the kind of secrets that are at the level of the top four or five of those boxes. One of the boxes is the ultimate top level of classified secret.
Well, Also, you had a serious moment. You said, do we not have laws anymore? The behavior by Fox News is criminal. You cannot lie and incite death threats. Going after a criminal former president does not mean the FBI is coming after you mm-hmm. or trying to destroy rivals. The FBI needs to have a serious talk with Rupert Murdoch. I mean, they photoshopped the judge who okayed the warrant on a picture of Jeffrey Epstein. And Brian Kilmeade's like, oh, that was just a joke. Well, he needs wow. security
right.
now. Like,
right. He and his family.
Right. Right.
Wow. Yes. I mean, they all of their chyrons, all of their lower third mm-hmm. headlines, the second this happened was FBI weaponized, FBI yeah. political organization. The FBI yeah. is coming to get you.
Right.
I mean, literally.
Yeah. This literally that, no like, one else and, of us, the rest of us, could do this. It's like, oh, they're coming after yeah. you. I would not even have access to top secret nuclear things, secrets to sell. So, no, they're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And if the president's just like us, you could see him in Us Weekly being posed. Look, he's just like us. He eats frozen yogurt. He loves Big Macs. And if he has access to boxes of highly sensitive government documents, he'll take them. He's just like us.
He's just
yeah.
like us.
They would come knock on your door, too. You, too, could be like Trump. Just get your hold on some hot papers, baby.
He's just like you. He just told Russia how he can blow up the entire world, including us. Yeah. He's just like you. Okay.
That's really sweet of him.
Wow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay. You were telling us a Marie Osmond story. She did not buy one of these shirts because she would never say that to Donny Osmond. But Marie Osmond ran into her and she's a huge fan of yours too, which is fantastic.
That was a wild experience for me to have such a legend ask for my photo. It was kind of like a moment when I was doing morning press in Seattle one day and George Clinton was there.
Oh.
And he asked for a photo with me. He's like, idiot test, man. I love it. I'm like, George Clinton.
Wow.
He presumably brought the funk, I assume.
Oh, he did. Yeah. And the noise.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Marie Osmond, one of the nicest people in the world. Fantastic.
And speaking of idiot test, there's a streaming channel that I sometimes land on called Game Show Central. And they show all the old episodes of Idiot Test. So, yeah.
They do, yeah. It still airs. It's on Pluto TV on every streaming device. They just picked up a new season. And it's on Game Show Network every single weekend, and Saturdays and Sunday nights.
My game show I hosted on Oxygen.
Yeah.
I got to sing Yo-Yo with Donny Osmond. So.
Wow.
We've all come full circle.
Uh-huh.
So that's the moment I could have died. I'm like, I have sung Yo-Yo with Donny.
What more
I got to dance with Joey Fatone on my game show. Like
right,
I was a member of NSYNC.
Listen, we're going to one-up each other all morning. Lauren Bacall called me a boob. So listen.
Yes.
All right.
No. Joey Fatone, by the way, did the greatest owning of his own haters ever, because he was the slightly thicker member of NSYNC, and people called him, instead of Fatone, Fat One.
Yes.
And he opened a hot dog restaurant, I believe, in Chicago called Fat Ones.
All right. Besides the espionage, let's listen to Dreamboat Representative Sean Patrick Maloney about the big deal, the BFD bill.
It's sad and it's serious that we would be in a place where we would have to know what our president was doing, keeping classified information in the basement. But can I tell you something? We are on the verge of historic legislation right here. So with all due respect, I think you guys are maybe overdoing the relative importance of these two stories. My constituents care a lot more about what's in their paychecks than what's in Donald Trump's basement.
they should, shouldn't they call this the BFD bill in honor of Biden, and that this is,
yeah,
honestly, mm-hmm, the biggest, right? Climate and
it's a big F and deal.
We'll reduce the cost of prescription drugs, pour billions into the effort to slow global warming. It is the single largest federal investment in the fight against climate change and the most substantial change to national health care policy since the passage of the Affordable Care Act. They should, right? I'm just saying there should be a Dark Brandon sign behind him.
We should yes.
Call it the BFD bill.
Uh-huh.
True. Although, I mean, of course, leave it to Trump to step on that news cycle for Biden.
Yes.
Even.
Yes, of course.
He finally gets a week of wins, and he's like, what can I do? Maybe I can even risk jail time just to take down Brandon. Let's do it.
Also, can I just say, the Republican Party, they're planning to try to open up this bill to a legal challenge after it passes. This is the same they tried to do to the Affordable Care Act over and over and over again. They just cannot abide us getting anything done for the American people. They plan to get as many members as possible to vote by proxy in order to deny Democrats a physical quorum. The bill will still pass, but Republicans hope a company affected by the tax provisions will then sue to challenge the law's constitutionality. I mean, oh my God. They just don't stand for anything but treason anymore. And the
sorest losers ever. They're treasonous, right, and they're not even good sports when they lose their attempt at treason. Like, right, I think even like Putin, if he lost, would walk around and be like, good game. You won this time. And these guys, they continuously try to undermine and overthrow anything under and over, but not in the middle of the country, then, not actually what anybody cares about.
And then Putin would say, have some of this tea near this open window. But I get what you're saying. He would tell you, good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't, it just shows you, because we've all known for so long, but now it just proves it in the starkest terms possible, how this party stands literally for nothing except greed, power, and corruption. Yeah. All they want is more of that, because every core belief shifts. Who'd have thought how quick, repeatedly, they even now multiple times in the last year or two just turn on law enforcement? The one they backed, the blue, was their one argument left, where like some liberals like myself are like, listen, I want to fix police departments, I want to fix law enforcement, but also I believe in them still and don't want to fully defund them. And that phrase was sloppy. Oh, one search warrant, forget law enforcement, chaos in the streets.
Defund the FBI, mm-hmm, the DOJ.
Defund the FBI.
Nancy Pelosi's office said this utterly pointless theatrics from a party caught in the toxic MAGA echo chamber and struggling to explain his defense of wealthy tax cheats and big pharma profits to the public. I am really hoping and predicting a blue tsunami between Roe and everything else. I don't know how you're feeling, but this mainstream media punditry that Republicans have already won the House, I don't buy it. Do you?
Well, that's starting to change. No, I don't buy it. That's starting to change. Even on Meet the Press yesterday, there was a whole segment that Andrea Mitchell kind of, you know, very slowly spoke her way through, explaining that maybe that's changing. I mean, you're right. With Roe, and now with this, and with the Jan 6 hearings, I think the tide is turning. I think it really could be a big blue wave. I think Kansas bodes very well as a bellwether for this. A deep red state that comes out despite so many Republican attempts to skew that vote. It ended up passing the upholding of abortion protections in Kansas.
Yes.
60%, and that is after they tried every Republican dirty trick to suppress that vote. So really probably was 70 or 80%. They were doing robocalls saying that voting yes means voting no. They were putting out misleading ads on television saying what would happen if this passed. They did it on the primary ballot instead of doing it on the main ballot, because more Republicans turn out there because it's a closed primary there, so independents and non-affiliated voters can't vote in the primary there. All of those things designed to make Republican turnout more, and it's still 60% victory for common sense and human rights. I think the Democrats are the parties of common sense and human rights these days.
Yeah.
The party of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's something.
Patrick Maloney, one more.
Going on in the House floor right now, which is one of 800 bills passed under Speaker Pelosi's leadership, will change the world. Literally. You're talking about 40% reduction in climate emissions back to below 2005 levels in the next 8 years. Lower prescription drug prices because we're taking on Big Pharma and negotiating them through Medicare. Taxes on every corporation in America. That's real progress. That's the work we're sent here to do, and Democrats are getting it done. It's a great day.
Kevin in D.C., you're on with Ben. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ben. And may I say, Stephanie, that you are not a loser. A loser doesn't have everyone from pop culture personalities to politicians flocking to be near them and doesn't have millions of fans. The lyrics for Close to You could literally be sex change to you.
I was thinking you were about to launch into the lyrics to Why Do Birds Suddenly Appear. No. Okay, but go ahead. Thank you, baby.
Not quite. Oh, no problem. But... you know, I've heard excuses literally, not figuratively, but literally. I remember excuses that me and my friends did when we got caught red-handed with something. Then the ever-changing nonsense. Rand Paul now wants to make it illegal when there's no way out of it. MTG actually wants to bring up charges against the attorney general for doing what they begged him to do, which is release the documents. I mean, these people are insane.
Yeah, yeah. It's just
crazy.
Right. Everything he does, they're just like, you know what? We're just going to make that not illegal now. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. The FBI is political and weaponized and corrupt. Whoever's the head of the FBI, it proves. Wait, what? What? I appointed him? Oh, my bad.
Ben, let's talk about Republicans and humor for a moment. Now, Elizabeth Warren said a lot of people said to her, everyone comes up to me and says, I would vote for you if you had a penis. She said people say it to her all the time. So Ted Cruz said, with today's modern Democrat Party, who says she doesn't? So is that joke more not funny, misogynistic, or transphobic? Which?
It is all three, Stephanie.
All three. Thank you. Thank you. From Idiot Test, Ben Glebe is here.
That's correct. I'm the one that can tell you about the answer to any brain teaser, and that is all three. I can also tell you that hearing the story in the news has been giving me flashbacks as well about these classified top secret documents, because I'm pretty sure I've had an ex-girlfriend or two that told me, sorry, the basement is classified.
Okay, so let's go to 23, Rudy Giuliani, before he goes to prison. Take a listen. Yeah,
the statute says you have to knowingly conceal. The word knowingly is there, and the word conceal is there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody else packs it up, and you don't really know. There's no room here. Let's do this. This is nothing compared to what Hillary Clinton did.
This is very
where
quickly.
She knowingly destroyed 33,000 emails.
So as Rudy Giuliani would say, it's exculpatory because it's surreptitious. Yes. And he didn't. This is what we're down to. He didn't pack the boxes. He doesn't know. He didn't know it was in there.
He always sounds like he's talking while eating a deli sandwich.
Yes.
The other thing you didn't realize, let me just a second for the following. The thing you didn't realize is that, the dollar store Dracula is speaking. Listen, that's what he is. This guy is a complete...
pastrami flying.
Pastrami flying, little bits of coleslaw and Russian caraway dressing. Seeds. He's a nightmare. He was America's mayor, and that's fitting now for how America is these days.
So that is America's mayor now, yes. Yes, she's just despicable.
America, hold the mayor.
You're like, wow.
It's despicable.
Oh, God, caraway seeds in my eyes. Okay. All right, who is, Mike Rounds? The defense of Trump is almost.
So he was on Meet the Press yesterday with.
No. You know what? My DVR knows I had a very emotionally challenging weekend, and it did not record Meet the Press. So,
who is Mike Rounds?
Senator from South Dakota.
Republican. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
This is a very historic attempt and a challenge, really, with regard to looking at a former president and whether or not they want to bring any kind of charges against him. This is a change, and this is something that will go down in history, and it'll be studied for years to come. Mm. But in the meantime, I think most Republicans would prefer to look right now with the 2022 midterms coming up. We'd much prefer to focus on what the policies are right now that are hurting our economy.
Yes, we get that Republicans would much prefer not to talk about the leader of their party that is engaged in espionage and would prefer to talk about really almost anything else. Yeah, but yes, this will go down in history, but not the part about the treason, the part about the raid.
And they're just so incredible at talking around, even entertaining the hypothetical possibility that he stole these secrets and was refusing to return them. Look, this will go down as looking at what the FBI did as maybe being historic if it was wrong what they did. And if it was right, we'd rather focus on the failed policies of anything. And also, we'd like to not ever focus on doing something ourselves.
Exactly. No, please, go on. Let me give you some more ropes.
Mike Rounds, that's yes. What you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to talk about what they think is the right direction to go. And clearly here in South Dakota, where I'm from, I went to a street dance last night. And I'll tell you what, the folks in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, are talking about why gas prices are still high. They're talking about what the cost of hamburger is. They're talking about why in the world we want to have 87,000 new bureaucrats in the IRS out chasing down and trying to audit them. And those are the types of things that they're learning about. Those are the things that they're scratching their head on. And that's the focus that I think Democrats would prefer not to have right now. And
right. That's what people are scratching their heads. They're not saying, huh, might we get blown up in a nuclear Armageddon because of our traitor ex-president? That's not. It's I think
hamburger is
gas
expensive.
Prices have come way down, but they still trouble me.
And I love when Republicans try to act like they know anything about what a common man's life is.
Right.
He doesn't even use the right phrase. They say to me every day, I want to know what the cost of hamburger is. It's either called of a hamburger or hamburger meat. Not what's cost of hamburger? That's not something people say. That's not a phrase. I tell you, I sure would like this Biden administration if it wasn't for cost of hamburger.
And also, I would gladly pay for a hamburger today. For it.
Well, he also tried to make himself sound like real down-to-earth and folksy, but it was at a street dance in Peoria.
Sure you were.
A
sure
street
you were,
dance.
Senator.
Yeah, he went to a street dance. How about legislate?
All right, and now
stop
we get to hear
street dance.
More about Donald Trump, victim.
If they can get the former president with all of the popularity that he's gaining and all of the support he's getting from his supporters right now, if they could get him to announce right now in the race, they'd love to have that because that would take all the air out of the atmosphere right now and the challenges that they face with regard to the economy at this time.
Wow.
That's actually Trump's next move is taking all the air out of the atmosphere. Listen, I figured I got enough hot air for everybody. I'm sucking the air out of the atmosphere. I'm keeping it in a box at Mar-a-Lago, my beautiful home. He always, even when defending himself against treason and espionage, he has to throw in compliments to his properties to try to get some extra memberships.
Very high visibility property, Mar-a-Lago. They raided. I love that they broke in. So a lawful search warrant to get our nuclear secrets back.
This is a travesty that's happened at the very highly Zillow-rated property of Mar-a-Lago.
They broke in to the 5-star Yelp. Please, Yelp my property.
They trashed the on the bars.